To understand more about military culture, it's worth visiting the Iwo Jima Memorial outside Washington. The sculpture has become the focus of a high-level military controversy. It gets less attention than that other debate over a proposed World War II memorial. But this dispute may say more about the military's traditions. During the World War II battle for the Pacific island of Iwo Jima, a tangle of Marines lifted a flagpole. They raised the stars and stripes on a mountaintop. A newsman snapped a photograph, which later became this sculpture. Now, tourists point their cameras and turn the sculpture back into photographs. It's good to visit the Iwo Jima Memorial on a sunny day, and even better to come here with retired Marine Major General Fred Haines.
I saw all this happen, and it was pretty wild, I'll tell you. Pretty cool.
Iwo Jima veteran Fred Haines is 80 years old. He met us here wearing dark sunglasses and a baseball cap. And we watched as he commandeered a group of visiting students. Pointing up at the monument, General Haines told the students the story of the soldiers there.
His name is Sousley, S-O-U-S-L-E-Y. He and the man in front, Block, and a man you can't see from here, were all killed on Iwo Jima not long after this famous flag raising occurred. How would you like to go up to the top of this mountain?
Were you scared?
Yes, I was scared. You better believe it.
Today, new Marine officers come to this park to be commissioned. Marine widows come here to weep.
This is the churchyard of our Corps, the Marine Corps. We think that it needs to be kept pure and quiet as a parkland.
Which helps to explain that controversy surrounding the Iwo Jima Memorial. You see, this shrine honors Marines. Veterans of the Air Force want to build their own memorial, and they decided to build it in this same hilltop park. It's a big park. One monument would be invisible from the other, and the commission that reviews new monument proposals approved. But Marines, including retired General Haines, resisted.
I have made a promise to my friends and myself that if this doesn't work out right, I'm going to set up a pup tent over on the site that they would like to be, and I'll simply stay there. You know, I'm pretty tough.
The Marines' opposition baffles Clayton Nix, an Air Force veteran who came to visit here.
I don't see what the reasoning would be on that, because if it was those guys up in the sky, it was help protecting those guys on the ground. So I don't know why they would differentiate between the two services, because they're for the same cause anyway.
Hoping to avoid an embarrassing public fight, the Air Force's top general has talked it over with the commandant of the Marine Corps. Negotiations have gone on for years. The Marines want the Air Force to build its memorial at an alternate location, though an obstacle remains. The alternate site is currently occupied by a building that belongs to the U.S. Navy.